From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This week, we've been exploring the ways American jobs are coming into competition with machines, artificial intelligence, algorithms, and robots. Next week, David Brancaccio is driving through a swath of the Midwest in search of robot-proof jobs. Ahead of that, here's David now from Pittsburgh on efforts to help robots and humans coexist peacefully.
Why don't you try and sweep a leg?
Howie Chosett and Matt Travers, professors at Carnegie Mellon's Biorobotics Lab, are egging me on. They want me to try to do battle with their robot here to make a point about peaceful coexistence. But kick its legs?
Oh, like, all right. So,
sweep the leg, Johnny.
It's just a collection of anodized aluminum and servos, but it still seems wrong. Furthermore, what if this six-legged crab-like device the size of a spare tire holds a grudge? See, the thing doesn't get mad. It yields to the human touch. This is about how these engineers envision the role of robots in the workplace.
A teammate as opposed to a tool is really sort of the jargon.
This lab has come up with robot components that snap together into different shapes for different duties. These are powerful tools, customizable, but maybe more importantly, they're cooperative.
In parallel, part of my job is to create robots that are easier to use.
This is something robot engineers talk a lot about, maybe out of guilt, but certainly out of conviction. They believe deeply that their innovations don't replace humans, they work with them. And there's a lot of research right now trying to figure out how to optimize this human-robot tango. Anca Dragan is an artificial intelligence researcher at UC Berkeley.
It's a little bit like a dance where you usually have a leader and a follower, and sometimes you want the person to be in the lead.
One key issue, it's dangerous if we think a robot is more competent than it really is. Say the robot needs to hand you a sharp or heavy object. It could do so confidently or more slowly. Why does that matter?
You're going to read different things into it depending on the timing. So we found, for instance, that you can make the robot look more hesitant versus very capable, steady, competent.
Safety's got to be at the center of this. The first robot to kill a human is believed to be in 1979 when a one-ton arm accidentally struck a worker at a Ford plant in Flat Rock, Michigan. Today at a tech class for high school students in Lenawee County, Michigan.
I have a couple of robots. This is Baxter.
Teacher Mark Ackerman directs our attention to this new one.
Where this robot here, you can actually stand next to him and do work all day long. So
no old-school protective cage needed for Baxter, even though it's a beast with burly arms. It's rigged to know when to yield, when to back off. So the robots are evolving. Humans also need to change their behavior to thrive with technology piling into the workplace. I'll have my road trip in search of American jobs that technology has a hard time replacing next week on the program. Sabri?
Thank you, David. The series is called Robot Proof Jobs. Also, don't miss David's podcast about all this, which comes next Monday. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report feed, where you get your podcasts.